for farmers attending the 2013 Farm Progress Show that come into this wonderful Winfield tent, that is air conditioned, by the way, what would you like for them to walk out of here with?
You know, what I really would like farmers that visit our tent to walk out of here with is the impression that Winfield can almost do it all. And we really are focused on overall solutions, data-driven solutions for farmers that make for a more profitable acre.
And some of the demonstrations that are going on in this tent are opportunities for farmers to get a little view at that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have everything from a really awesome spray table here that shows how effective interlock can be on making applications more profitable and more effective. And we also have our R7 tool here that can highlight any field that you want and show the variability and how we can make it more profitable.
Let's drill down a little bit more on the R7 tool, because that is something that I'm hearing a lot of talk about. Some new mapping.
Yeah, we released the R7 tool August of 2011, and that didn't mean we stopped there. So we've been enhancing the tools, and now we're really chasing what's eluded Precision Ag for maybe the entire existence of Precision Ag, which is really a good scorecarding tool for a prescription for a field.
So for the farmer, a farmer with 100 acres, a farmer with 20,000 acres. Is it a good tool for both?
Yeah, so we really have two new tools that are coming around. One is called a field response map, and one is a profitability map. Both of these things really do hinge upon having good, sound, raw yield data. So even though a lot of our tools based on satellite imagery, this starts with yield data. That's where our scorecard needs to come from. What both of these maps do is really highlight where the opportunity is for the agronomist and the farmer to sit down and really discuss each field and see where their management plans can be improved.
So it really doesn't make any difference what size of an operation or what crop is in that field.
Well, if you have 10 fields or 100 fields, it might take a little bit more time to get through those fields. But no, we you know, size and scale here is not an issue. We can map the fields and we can crunch the numbers. It's not an issue of size at all. It does take some time to look at the results and diagnose kind of what happened and what the opportunities might be. But otherwise, no issues.
The investment, a return on investment. We continue to hear that. As long as there's been commerce and business, the return on investment is important. Can you talk a little bit about that for the farmer with products like this?
Absolutely. I think we hit return on investment right between the eyes here with our profitability map. We can take the actual yield results, because bottom line, we still need yield. We can take those yield results and then compare them back to the actual application of the various inputs across the field. Whether it was flat rated or variable rated really doesn't matter. We're really getting a spatial view of return on investment across the field.
What's next?
Oh, good heavens. What's next? What's next is we just want to get the word out there about what we're doing. We are definitely getting into the mobile arena. We have an iPad app coming out to our Winfield retailers and co-ops. That's going to be released here in early September, so that's around the corner. And we're also contemplating a grower version where we would allow growers to come in, map their fields, learn about their fields, and hopefully drive them to their local agronomist to have great discussions about their plans.